And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to both candidates for the District 1 seat of Riley County, Aaron Estabrook and John Ford, taking their time to come talk to me about their campaigns. Now coming up, I also had an interview last week with Adam Grabow. He's an actor from the Spamalot musical that's coming to McCain Auditorium November 5th at 7:30. You can find tickets for that, k-state.edu/McCain. The interview might run a little long, so we're just going to get right into it, and we'll see how much we can get through before I got to jump back in and close us out. So here's Adam Grabow. Tell me a little bit about the show and what audience should expect to experience when they come out.
Well, this is Monty Python's Spamalot, as you know. This will be, we're reopening the tour, so this will be the 8th season that it will be traveling. For those of the audience that are familiar with the Monty Python material, it's referred to, it's lovingly ripped off from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So a lot of your favorite scenes are going to be in there. The French Taunter, the Knights Who Say Knee, the Black Knight, so on and so on. Of course, it follows King Arthur as he searches for the Holy Grail with his group of silly knights. It's a remarkable show. This will actually be my fourth season doing it, and very, very, very few people walk away from this show, confused or upset. It's a crowd pleaser. That's why I've stayed with it as long as I have. Everybody loves this show. Whether you know Python or not, you're in for a really solid evening of side-splitting laughter. And the message of the show itself is actually very warm and fuzzy. It's the famous Eric Idle song, "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life," is kind of the theme. So people walk away, people leave the theater, feeling good after this one.
And you mentioned people who are Python fans might be able to recognize some of the scenes and such. Were you a big Python fan before you got involved in the show?
I first saw this movie when I was probably about 12 years old. I remember I have an uncle who is a avid Python fan and has been, for a very long time. And I remember my mother was a little upset with him for introducing me to this movie at an early age. But, we were on a family reunion somewhere in North Carolina, and he was like, "What? You've never seen this movie? You have to see this movie." So, and after that, gradually as I grew up and went through middle school and high school, I started exploring more. I saw the other films. I watched Flying Circus, and yes, I was quite familiar with the material going into it, and an avid fan as well.
Was there any member of the cast that influenced you most overall in your acting career, or is it just overall the show itself had an impact, or was there any one specific actor?
Of the original Pythons?
Yeah.
Yes. The track that I have performed, that I'm coming back to, is primarily the John Cleese track from the film. There's one role that I do that was originated by Michael Palin, but on the whole, I do Cleese's track and his characters. So I did do some study. There's translation that goes into, taking something from film and putting it on stage. So, always been a fan of John Cleese. I think what's a lot of fun about him is, all the Pythons had their different characters, and some of them rather extreme. But Cleese was probably one of the best examples of, the broadest extremes. He was always either, the extremely polite and very level-headed English gentleman, or he went into these ridiculous, way over-the-top characters like the French Taunter or Tim the Enchanter, both of which I play in the show, so...
And is it difficult playing a wide swath of characters in a show, or is it... they are all... I understand that they were all played by John Cleese, so does that make it a little bit easier approaching it? You can sort of approach it from a similar mindset, or do you have to change up your mindset for each different character?
Well, it's always... I guess you could say it's a little easier, but also, in some ways it's easier, in some ways it's harder to perform characters that are so well known and loved. It's risky business, basically. you wanted to do, you know, homage to the original material while still making it your own. And again, you know, bringing it to the stage, it's going to read a little differently. But fortunately, I would say in general, it's easier having a very solid foundation, knowing like what the audience expects of these characters. You know, you have a little bit of liberty, but not a whole lot of wiggle room to really make this one truly your own, because you're not working from original material. That's not like this has never been done before. So it's, yeah, it's a comfort and a very big challenge at the same time.
So I guess that sort of answers my next question in a way. I was going to ask if you had much inspiration, or you're able to put much of your own inspiration, or if you kind of rely a lot on the film. You mentioned that there is a bit of a translation, or some stuff might be lost in translation from film to the stage. Is there a bit of a talk a little bit about the difficulties of, you know, playing something that was in film and then having it on the stage? What are some of the issues that arise in translating it over?
Well, the first one, I guess, is just for people who are unfamiliar with, you know, just different acting techniques. Film is very honest. It's very literal because the camera, you know, they say the camera doesn't lie. So, you know, it captures, you know, actual reality. The suspension of disbelief is that it is very well-crafted alternate reality. Well, on stage, you know, the suspension of disbelief, a lot of it has to come from the energy that is on the stage, because it's essentially it's harder to suspend the disbelief of your audience because they're very aware they're in a theater looking at live people up on a stage. There's, you know, going to be a set. It's not a literal reality. And there's also always the potential that little things, you know, may go wrong in a live performance. So, you know, there's a lot more vulnerability to the audience being, you know, I guess, distracted a little bit or pulled out of the experience because it's not the literal translation of film. That being said, you know, when you're playing a character as extreme as, let's say, the French Taunter, you know, as wild and madcap and ridiculous as that character is in the film, you actually have to, you know, kind of take it up just a little notch, at least energy-wise, on stage. If I did a, you know, scene-for-scene, line-for-line, you know, recreation of exactly the way Cleese plays it in the film, it would seem a little, you know, a little understated in that environment on the stage. So, so that's kind of the challenge, is taking something that is, you know, you could say almost canon. You know, it's like you don't take too many liberties with this, but finding ways to fill a different space with it and to reach a different audience.
Definitely, that makes sense to me. I guess we'll just move on to... What has been your favorite part so far of working on it? I know you said you've been doing it for four seasons now. What's been your favorite part, I guess, overall working on this show?
Well, I guess I would have to go back to the earlier question then and just say, you know, I've been a working stage performer for about 20 years now, and hands down, I have done nothing more than I have done Spamalot, because, frankly, it's fun. You know, for everybody involved, like, you know, the backstage crew has a blast doing this show. The cast, you know, it's one of those rare shows that you really, like, the moment the evening's performance is done, a little part of you is always looking forward to your next audience. You really just want to show it to more people because it gets such a wonderful response. You know, it just kind of makes people's night. And it's exhausting. It's actually a very complex show. A lot of musicals are like, you know, there's, you know, a set comes on, people come on, they do a scene, they do a song, that set and those people go off, and then another set and people replace them and we keep going. You know, this one is a very complex machine. It really never stops moving. There's a lot of set pieces that are just constantly going in and out. There's a lot of immense set pieces that are only on stage for a couple seconds for a single joke. And everybody in the show, you know, the entire cast is constantly moving and changing costumes and jumping on and off, and it's pretty hectic. So it's definitely one of the hardest productions I've ever done. But what's really nice about it is that you don't even notice most of the time, because you're always having fun doing this. You know, the audience is having fun. And even on, you know, the hard nights where the weather's been bad driving into the venue and, you know, whatever else, getting to do this show again is always a little something of a treat.
And I understand you've played King Arthur previously. Is there any, walking into a completely different interpretation of the story, how do you approach that coming from a previous experience as King Arthur and coming into maybe a more silly experience with the King Arthur and his crew?
Right. Well, King Arthur, actually, yes, that was 3 years ago. I did play the serious version of King Arthur in our revival tour of Camelot. So it actually came in between. You know, I'm going back to Silly now. I did the Silly first as Lancelot, and then I played a serious Arthur, and now I'm going back to Silly Lancelot. So it was, my career has been very much marked by a connection to the Arthurian legend. But that was a very different experience. You know, that was Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. It's a classic musical from the 60s. And basically I had to set aside all the Camelot stuff and start from scratch. While, you know, technically structured around the same story, they're very different animals. And that one was a wonderful experience. You know, we retooled a lot of things about the show because in its original form, it was a little dated. It was very 60s in its style and its design and its concept. So we kind of took a lot of things back to the drawing board. So it was very, very privileged to be a part of that production and to, you know, play a role that was originated by Richard Burton. And it was a blast. Very, very different process, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
No problem, Nick.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You have a great one and have a good show.
You too.
It was great talking to him. I'm kind of a big Monty Python fan. I grew up watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail and the series itself. So being able to talk to him was great. I thought it was just fantastic. Again, that was Adam Grabau who I was speaking to. He's playing Lancelot and three other characters in this play, including the French Taunter, if you're familiar with the movie. Mm. Classic role. And just a reminder, if you're interested in checking out Spamalot, it will be at McCain Auditorium November 5th at 7:30. You can buy tickets, I'm sure, at the box office, but you could also buy them online, k-state.edu/McCain. And that's it for today.
We'll put the complete interview online.
Yes, we will. And that's it. We're done. We made it through, Dave.
You may not have been here, but we had John Cleese here for at McCain Auditorium last year.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
Wish I could have gone. I wasn't able to because of a different conflict.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I missed that one.
What's tomorrow on In Focus?
It's going to be some Pottawatomie County talk.
Okay.
Yeah, so be ready for that.
Plenty to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. Coming up next hour, Clark Howard, then Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon is Wildcat Insider with Wyatt Thompson, and Chiefs Kingdom tonight with Mitch Holthus at 6. All on the way at K-Man. Have a great Monday.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.